Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, hey, got the kind of love making me say, yeah, baby, oh, baby.
Short of mine.
Fuck the hotel room, cause it's about to go down.
Damn.
You unite my mic. I'm about to put on a show now.
We ain't gotta go far in the back of my car, I'm entering your town. I'm a custom place that you thought was lost. Baby girl, have now been found. I'ma hit the spot. Better make your ass come on top. I'ma see to work. Get you wet before them panties drop. But you're yelling out to me. Your dick is so amazing. It's the kind of dick right here that'll keep your ass from aging. Baby girl, I'm a soldier. In your life, girl, I've been stationed. You looking for a real man? Then no longer waiting, girl. Some of these clowns, they say they won. They put it down, put it down, put it down, put it down. But see, I'm that type of real man. Tell me your life and girl, I'm shut it down. Oh, because it came.
What's up, y'all? Welcome to another edition of Sin City Radio. This your boy, Cash, chilling there as usual. What's going on with y'all on a Tuesday? Getting it in like we always do. Kick back, relax, have a little fun. You know how we going to do it. Look, stuff, what's happening?
Hey, what's
going on? Nothing much. We just sitting here kicking and having a little fun like we always do. You know what I mean?
I do.
Okay. All right, so I think today we're going to kick back, have a little fun, you know, relax a little bit. That's cool with you?
Yes, sir, it is.
Okay. I'm in a mellow type mood today. I'm ready to have a little fun, you know.
Okay.
It's mellow. You know what I mean? And as we can see, Eddie Kane sliding on in. Well, hello there, Janine.
Hello.
Well, you gonna make it on time one day.
I will, but it's just time now,
well, the intro done went off and everything. You always like, what is this fashionably late thing?
Oh, goodness. I'm not late. I'm on time.
But who's watching you looking at?
You shorten the intro or something?
Nah, ain't nobody shorten the damn intro.
I can only go by what my clock tells me, what time it is.
Man,
you know, we change time, so
No, I ain't got nothing to do with it. All right. All right, check this out, y'all. I was sitting out looking at some things, you know. Oh, before we even get started, say happy belated birthday to my little sister, Shakita. She thinks she grown now, but love you anyway, little sis, even though you still a little kid in my eyes, but she thinks she grown. But that's neither here nor there. But now, you know what? Here's something that I was looking at. You got people double life. Now, a lot of people say that, you know, I really would like to know the definition of that, the double life. Like, people say people live double lives. Me personally, okay, I think the down low brother, I think he lives a double life. Now, you know, I mean, because, like, we had this argument earlier. We had an argument earlier, and they was like, well, okay, a bisexual person lives a double life. I'm like, not necessarily. If they open about it, how can it be a double life? If you open about your sexuality about it, it's like, okay, well, you know, okay, Janine, let me ask you.
Uh-huh.
Okay, by you being a bisexual woman, if like, let's just say me and you start dating. Me and you start dating, I mean, would you come out and tell me that, or would you just feel like, okay, that ain't none of my business?
Not if we just started dating, I wouldn't know. But that's still not living a double life if I'm not engaging in bisexual activities with another woman while I'm with you. That's the difference. To me, living a double life is if I'm living another life or doing things behind your back that you don't know about.
Okay. So, all right, now this is okay. This is where it got sketchy at. Now,
mm-hmm.
is cheating living a double life, or are you just cheating?
Well, I mean, you could go deeper into that too. If it's somebody you don't care about, it's just cheating. This is how I look at it. If it's somebody you don't care, give a fuck about, it's just somebody you fucking on the side, whatever, blah, 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 ain't no emotions there, y'all just fuck. To me, that's cheating. When you establish a relationship with somebody, you done met family, you know, even if one person knows and the other one doesn't, and y'all have established love for each other and all this, then, yeah, you get into living a double life.
Okay. All right. What about you, Liquor Store? What you think? I got a thought about it, but I'll let everybody else get into it. Okay. I mean, Janine, Liquor Store, what you think?
You know, I think she hit the nail right on the head. I have to agree with her damn near word for word. I have to agree with the cheating or double life. I have to agree with her word for word.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, what you're saying is that if I love you and I, you know, me and you didn't establish this relationship or whatever, and I'm living a double life. But now if I'm just like, okay, you just something I'm hitting on the side, I'm just cheating.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because, I mean, it takes, you know what I'm saying, time to build up to love. So if you don't spend enough time mm-hmm. with somebody to where, you know what I'm saying, you have, like she said, y'all have said it, I love you, you know what I mean? You put effort into that.
mm-hmm.
You don't have to put
yeah,
no
it's
effort
like, yeah,
into
yeah,
fucking
exactly.
somebody.
Yeah, you put more effort into the relationship. Which means you doing more of a double life, trying to continue your double life. You know, because
right,
then
you don't give a fuck.
You don't give a fuck about that girl on the side. Not really. You know what I'm saying? And you're going to do whatever it takes for your home to stay intact. But when you love somebody, you do a little bit more for that person you love. You know what I'm saying? Shit that you usually wouldn't do.
Okay. All right. So I'm understanding this better, because I mean, I was under the okay. That's a good. You know what? That's what I love about this show. It's always an eye opener. It definitely is. Because me personally, I agree with y'all. I agree with what y'all saying, but I didn't think women looked at it like that. I really didn't. I didn't think women would say, okay, you living a double life. I would think most women would be like, nah, he just cheating.
No, I think the same thing will go for a woman. If a woman is
mm-hmm.
in a relationship with another man outside of the one she lives with or whatever, you know what I'm saying? I feel the very same way because, especially with the woman, if, you know what I mean, if a woman loves you,
mm-hmm.
He does things, you know.
Oh
man?
Yeah, she really fucking up.
Right. Do shit.
She ain't coming
home. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, which brings me to a question. Now, if you're living a double life, okay, and you're the female, if you're living a double life and you're the female, now, my thing is this. Now, I mean, everybody that did their dirt. I mean, we all grown. We all did our dirt. We probably all paid the consequences for it. But now, my thing, as a whether male or female, my thing is that if you are doing something, you don't break, you know, you don't break your usual routine to do something. You know what I'm saying? That's just like, okay, Janine or liquor store, well, you know, if you normally get off work at, let's say, you get off work at 10 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
You come, well, let's just say 11 o'clock. You know, let's say you work in the evening shift, 3-11. Now, in the process of you coming home on your regular, you probably come home, you probably get home anywhere between, let's say, 11:20 and 11:35.
Okay.
Okay. Now, you done met this guy, you know, and he got everybody, why don't you, you know, stop by and you get off work. Now, you come waltzing in the house, it's 2-3 o'clock in the morning. I mean, don't you think you done broke character to the point where he's gonna really get on your trail?
Maybe, but like she said, you know what I'm saying, if I'm just fucking you, I'm not gonna do that. I have to, you know what I mean, to have an effect. We done been doing this for a while to where, especially if, you know, let's just say at home is not so great anyway, you know what I'm saying? Because to me, I've said it before, happy couples don't cheat. So, shit, if I'm happy at home, I'm not going to do that. But if I'm not happy at home, well, and then especially if I'm at that point where it's like, okay, you know what, I'm really kind of ready for this shit to be over anyway. Fuck it. Yeah.
Okay.
I'm breaking
now,
character.
All right. Now my thing is this. Let's just say, okay, I'm. How tall are you, liquor store?
They said I'm 5'1".
Okay, see it. Now, okay, ballpark figure. Brian, how much do you weigh?
I weigh 122 pounds.
122 pounds. Okay, you 5'1", 122 pounds. Let's see, last I checked, I'm like, what, between 5'10", 5'11". Okay, and I'm like 220 pounds.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you do know the concept of me, I mean, you getting out of pocket and me grabbing your motherfucking ass, right? You do know it's going to be like trying to fight a polar bear in the phone booth, right?
You are. So crazy with your analogy.
No, what I'm saying is like, all right, whether right or wrong, this is what I'm saying. As a man, and I'm saying this because I've had this conversation just recently. I mean, women have a tendency of saying, okay, well, so what? I don't care. But now my thing is, like you just said, and the conversation came similar to what you said. Well, we on the outs anyway. Now, my thing, and I'm just saying this for women, I mean, y'all can choose not to agree with me, but for a woman, I think it would be a whole lot easier to just, like, do a clean slate thing. Make sure he's gone. Because you got this motherfucker, I mean, just think about our size difference. Now, you walk in the house with your motherfucking, you come in whistling this motherfucking song. And it's 3-4 o'clock in the morning, and you go straight to the shower. I mean, I'm coming in like Robin Harris did, kid on House Party. I wouldn't do that just yet. I would beat your ass. So I mean, my thing is like,
but that's you. That's you. Okay. Every man is not like that. Hell, he might be sad. He might be ready for us to go too. He might got somebody too. Shoot, you never know. But I'm just saying. Every man ain't like that.
And I understand. And every man is not like that. But you got a lot of them that is.
Okay, so here you go. Here I am. I'm the woman in this scenario. I done walked in the house, and you on my ass. Okay, but like I said, all right, at this point, I'm knee-deep in it with something else anyway, so shit, you and me, I'm just going to have to take that ass whooping, and then that's the end of it for us. We're done. Shit, fuck it. I mean, because at that point, I probably deserve that ass whooping, you know what I'm saying? And I'm ready for this to be over anyway, so shit, fuck it.
Okay, well, now let me ask you another question. All right, mm-hmm. You saying, well, fuck it, I'm going to just take this for the team. Now, fuck it, this is what it's going to do. Mm-hmm. All right, would you run back and would you tell him? Would you tell the other guy, hey, he just whooped my ass? Would you tell?
I mean, I wouldn't tell him in hopes or in expectation that he would go do something about it or anything. I would tell him, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, it's done at the crib, so you know what I mean? You know, shit, I'm about to move on or shit, now I can give you this key like I've been wanting to do for this whole time. Anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I wouldn't tell him, expecting him to hurt him back or anything like that. I, you know, it would just be, all right, you know, this is done, and I don't know what's going to happen between me and you, but I'm done with that now. So.
Okay, but I mean... Okay, now, what if he comes to you like, I don't know, what the fuck you do that for?
Well, okay, I'm seeing somebody else. And like I said, I don't know what's going to happen with the other person, you know, especially depending on what their situation is. So I'm ready for this current relationship to be over anyway. Even if it means I'm single, I'm not in this fucked up relationship no more.
Okay, so, okay, that's what I'm saying. So you're willing to take the chance, like, take a whooping just to get out this relationship?
Yeah, if it's that bad, if it's at that point, yeah. I mean, if it's not to the point where, shit, I can back up and like a thief in the night, or we're not at that point where we've had, you know, we done talked about it or we could talk about it, like, look, it ain't no us no more, you know what I'm saying? It's time to part ways. If I can't do that and it comes down to it, well, then, yeah, shit. Everything comes with the sacrifice. Everything has a price.
Okay. I have some bold ones. I got to give y'all that one because I'm shooting you motherfuckers. I'm like all the time now. You know what? You leaving.
I mean, I ain't going to do it if... Like she said, you have to be in love with the person. I'm not just going to be doing it for doing all that extra stuff for somebody I don't give a fuck about. You know what I'm saying?
Okay, well, my thing is, are you, well, that's true, but you're at least going to make sure. You're going to make sure
yeah.
that this person, this is
exactly.
what the situation is.
Exactly.
I mean, you're not going to be a fly, you're not going to fly by night and say, okay, well, shit, this motherfucker done dick me down two good times, you
no.
know. Fuck it. Hey, motherfucker, you got to go.
No, I mean, it's going to be like a year, 6 months, somewhere where y'all done established something. You know what I'm saying? Y'all done established something. Y'all done said y'all loved each other. Y'all done, you know what I'm saying? Something has happened to where, I mean, you just, love this person, you know what I'm saying? And then sometimes, and I'm going to say a lot of times it's not intentional what we do, but sometimes we just get so involved with that person, we just don't care. We really just don't care about what we're doing, if it's wrong or not. We just really don't. And then we do go out of routine quicker than, I say, a guy would.
I agree with that.
Mhm. Yeah, we will lose our routine quicker than a guy would. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because you ain't spending the night no damn well. I'm spending the night at Helen House tonight. get your ass in this motherfucking house, you got.
But see, and again, you know, the person that I'm with would have to be on that level. You know what I'm saying? If it ain't, you don't give a fuck. Well, shit, I don't give a fuck. Fuck it. But sometimes you can't just up and walk away just because you want to. So, you know what I mean? And like I said, if it comes to the point where whether I'm with my beside God or not. I still don't want to be here. So, you know, of course, I would probably establish with the guy I'm seeing, you know what I'm saying, okay, if it did come down to that and I did say, fuck it, I'm leaving home, where does that put us? You know what I'm saying? What does that mean for us? Does that mean, shit, you gonna come through more often, or is it pretty much we sneaking around still? You know what I mean? You have to. I would probably want to know that.
Okay. Well, I mean, you do know that he gonna. Okay. Like, how do let's just say you did walk away from the relationship. Now, I've seen some people have clean breaks. I've seen some people have clean breaks. Mm-hmm. Person move out and, you know, okay, well, you do your thing. I do my thing. Mm-hmm. But I guess that pretty much, you pretty much know your mate, you know. What if you got mm-hmm. that motherfucker that's just like, okay, this motherfucker's crazy. And you know he's crazy. You know that, okay, I leave, this motherfucker going to try to do some shit to me.
Mm-hmm.
What do you do?
Well, I mean, you know, you gotta take your own damn precautions. If it's mm-hmm. like that shit, I'm not gonna stay in the same place. I'm gonna at least move out of where we were together. You know what I mean? If it's that, I mean, shit.
I wouldn't want to be with somebody who I'm scared that would kill me anyway.
Right.
Whether I'm with you,
you don't really think about him killing you until after this. After you tell this motherfucker, hey, you finna go.
Well, evidently you felt that way. Well, how do you know that? They must have just said it. You feel what I'm saying?
Well, hell, I'm gonna tell you, if I'm sitting here, and every time you leave out, and I'm like, okay, well, you know, I done fried the chicken for the kids. Where you going? I'm finna go spend the night at Helen House. Okay, you do know I'm finna get a little crazy and deranged in a minute, right?
I mean, people argue and people get into it, but you don't really have this idea that they would try to kill you. I don't believe so. And if I was to truly feel that way, I wouldn't want to be with somebody who I truly feel that would kill me. I mean, we all get angry and say shit that we don't mean, but I don't truly feel like somebody would just intentionally outright kill me. Right? You know what I'm saying? And I mean, I ain't saying there ain't no crazy people out there that wouldn't do it. I'm just saying, I ain't never met somebody where I felt like that.
And hope not to run across his ass, shit.
Well, I mean, I see, and from what I hear from you, Janine, it's like you kind of like the dominant person in your relationship. So, like, you have been, you know, so it's like, okay, it's like they more scared of you than anything.
Actually, that's not true. I mean, like my son's father, he was more dominant than me, and we used to fight. I ain't saying we didn't fight. We used to fight all the time and things like that, but I never thought, you know what I'm saying, that he would just intentionally try to kill me until that one day he pulled that gun on me then, you know.
That
all changed.
Hey, baby. This motherfucker is crazy.
But you know what? Deep down, I still didn't think he would pull the trigger. I mean, I just didn't. I don't know. I just didn't feel that way.
Yeah, okay. This motherfucker got a pistol on you. He ain't gonna pull the trigger. Okay.
I mean, he didn't. I'm still alive. He just shook me. Y'all know how y'all just shook me. You know, I wouldn't really kill you. What the hell you putting the gun out on me for then?
That was pretty much my intent to let your ass have it. You just talked your way out of it. That's what that was. I mean, you know, if you a street motherfucker, you was taught from the streets, hey. Mm-hmm. Don't pull that motherfucker if you ain't going to use it. You sit there all teary-eyed. I love you. I love you.
Click, click. You guys seen Yankee promoters? That motherfucker sitting there with the gun in his hand. This motherfucker putting on war paint and shit.
Hell yeah. If I got that war paint on, though, you see the snot coming out my nose, too? And I'm holding the pistol. The last thing you need to do is be like, oh, well, it's whatever. Whatever. Huh? You just going to pull my bluff why I got the pistol. I don't know about that one now.
Yeah.
Nah, that one I might have to be like, and that's vice versa. I mean, I walk in the door, you crying and shit, and you got a butcher knife right there, and I'm looking at you. Bitch, I wish you would stab me. No. Baby. Baby.
Let's talk about this.
Right. It's me. It's your baby. It's your boo. Baby. Let's just talk about it. Now, once I get that knife from you, bitch, you lost your goddamn mind. I'll kill your motherfucker. But nah, I'm not going to provoke. I'm not. Me personally, I don't believe in provoking whether man or woman. I'm not finna provoke you and you in no damn situation like that. I mean, I'm not finna provoke you. You got a knife or a gun on me, and them the motherfuckers that kill you the quickest. The crimes of passion.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not finna, man. This motherfucker felt like I didn't put umpteen years or umpteen months or whatever the situation is into your ass, and you sitting there talking about, yeah, all right, bitch, yeah. So what? And you couldn't cook neither. I'm not going.
40 sales, man, and your feet stink.
Man, I'm not going to sleep. I'm not going to do shit to provoke you. I'm sorry. And I just think that's when people provoke you. I don't think everybody even had a tendency. I mean, like you said, he pulled a gun, but he probably didn't have no intent on shooting you. But, I mean, I'm pretty sure you didn't just say, shoot me, bitch. Yeah. Right here in the pinky toe.
Hell no.
Damn right. You set your
ass
down.
My feet got to moving. That's what I did.
That's my cue.
Went down the street. I ain't about to sit there and shoot me.
I'm going to let that warning shot off now. You get to run. Motherfucker, I said sit down. And now we probably got to explain to the kids how that hole get in the ceiling. Daddy was drunk. Your daddy was drunk. He, you know, of course, we ain't going to say, well, you know, daddy pulled a gun out. Son, I'd pull the gun out on your mama. He just talked too crazy. You can't tell your son that. You know, I ain't looking like. He either gonna hate you or he gonna, that's what we gotta do. You don't want to create a monster. But you said that. I mean, cause I'm gonna tell you, I will be God honest with you. I mean, I have been in that situation where I have pulled a gun out, but I pulled a gun out in self defense. I did. I mean, we got into this big fight, you know what I'm saying? And I hear the motherfucking, I hear in the kitchen rattling, and you know, I'm hearing all the, you know, I'm hearing forks and spoons and knives. And then I hear, and I swear to y'all, I'm not bullshitting. It sounds just like TV. You know how you pull out a knife and you hear that, how they pull out a knife on TV and you hear that shrink?
Yeah.
I'm like, that was a knife. That wasn't there ain't no spoons moving. That was a butcher. It just clicked in my head. I'm like, that's my butcher knife. This bitch that went and got butcher knife. I ran. I ran in my closet. I had a walk-in closet at the time. I jumped on top of that motherfucking closet. I grabbed that motherfucking pistol, and that motherfucker kicked that. And I purposely closed the door and locked it to give me enough time to get to the motherfucking
right.
pistol. And so was shit. She kicked that motherfucker open like motherfucking SWAT. Boom. Motherfucking click, click. Bitch, you better go.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, this motherfucker had the audacity to say, I can't believe you pulled a gun on me. Bitch, you got two butcher knives in your hand. What the fuck am I supposed to do? Needless to say, y'all, it was time for me to go at that point. I'm like, okay.
But that's what I'm saying. Once you get to that point, I feel like it's time. I just feel
yeah.
like
You get into points
like that when you pulling guns and knives out on motherfuckers. It's just time shit.
Nobody got no sleep that night. She looking at me.
Mm-hmm.
She got up. Matter of fact, she went to work first. She got up. She went to work. I got to work. My partner had a station wagon. I said, hey, man, can I use your station wagon? I took all my clothes. I fucked the TV, fucked the couches, furniture, all that. You can have all that shit. Just give me my clothes. And I was gone. She came home and she called me. Oh, you moved out? Yes, bitch, I moved out. Where's my key? Shit, look up under the mattress. Because at that point, I knew, I'm like, we really got to the point where we pulled up. I got a fucking 9mm, and you got two fucking butcher knives, and I can honestly say I fear for my life. Y'all gonna fucking be like that bitch. I wish that bitch would have. No, I'm glad she didn't.
Right.
Because if I bullshit you not, had I not had that pistol, I'd have jumped out that window. I was jumping out that window. I knew she was coming to get me. I knew it.
Mm-hmm.
They done told her I done cheated too, and it was fucked up because they told her I cheated with this ugly ass girl. I mean, this girl was ugly. I mean, she was really ugly. I mean, she was cool, but they told her for real, and it was like, oh motherfucker. I will go as far as say that, you know, I wasn't the most faithful person in the world at that point in time, you know. And it was just like, okay, all right, motherfucker, the last motherfucker you cheated with, I looked at her and she was like, okay, she made me step my game up, you know, like, okay, this motherfucker, you know, okay, I see what he, you know, this girl, you know, I ain't going to say she was shitting on her, but, you know, like she even said, she had to look like, you know, old girl, she was cute. And so, you know, kind of made her like, all right, well, you know, me walking around with these motherfucking rollers in my hair, I ain't getting it. I'm going to have to step my game up. But the girl that they said that I cheated with, which I did not cheat with, I did not have relations with this woman. But I couldn't tell. You know, we had a guy code. I couldn't tell on my guy because my guy was going with her best friend.
Right.
I couldn't tell. Some old nosy next door neighbor claimed that she was her cousin. No damn well she wasn't related to her. But since they had a mutual family member, well, that's my family too. By the way, I hate when motherfuckers do that. Oh, that's my family. No, you just want to be in somebody's shit. That's all what you know. Makes it. She sees us walk out the door, you know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, she didn't even say. At least she could have said both of us. That way, you know, we both could have went down together. No, this motherfucker just, oh, yeah, he was there. Okay. And, you know, I'm trying not to tell on him, but at the same time, I'm like, well, shit, I ain't trying to take the blame for this shit. And lo and behold, she like, you fucked that ugly bitch. You fucked that ugly bitch. I'm like, oh, God. So she punched me in the face. I mean, a hard punch. Wasn't no motherfucking, you know how y'all women slap a motherfucker or swing hard. No, this motherfucker balled up fist up and punched me square in my fucking nose. Okay, now to fight on. And she really, I mean, I'm like, to this day, she was like, all she could think about is I'm going to cut this motherfucker's dick off.
But you know what? I've never, I don't know, maybe I'm different, but that shit pisses me off for someone to come tell me something about my man. That makes me mad. So
really?
I'm not going to just listen to what you say when you tell me stuff. First of all, why is you in my business? Oh, well, bitch, I know. It's like I can't let them tell me. You feel what I'm saying? So if you come to me trying to tell me something, it's just like, bitch, I ain't listening at you. And you ain't about to sit here and embarrass me. Because to me, that's an embarrassment. And I feel like you trying to embarrass me.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, y'all
that's
understand what
different.
I'm saying?
That, I hear what you're saying, but that's something kind of different. Hold on. Timer.
Hey, what's up, Doc?
What's up, dude?
Hey.
What's up, y'all?
Hey. You know what, Janine?
I mean, even if they not, I mean, yeah, you could say you family and you knew us or whatever. Don't come tell me about mine, because I feel like if anybody know him, it should be me. It shouldn't be some other motherfucker coming telling me about my motherfucking husband or boyfriend or whatever.
And to me,
I feel like you getting in my business and you trying to embarrass me and make me look stupid. That's how it makes me feel. It makes me feel like you trying to make. It's the same thing like when the woman came and told me that she was pregnant about my husband. But, you know, well, okay, bitch. And that's exactly how I looked at it. It was like she was waiting for an expression of me to break down or me to look stupid or me to start crying. And I wasn't giving her those reactions. And then she got an attitude because I didn't give her that reaction. I was like, okay, well, what you going to do? Because he don't want no more kids, bitch. You know what I'm saying?
That's exactly why I push you on. I wasn't going to talk, but I got to say something. what kind of friend does that make me if I don't tell you? Because when you find out that I knew, you could be mad at me for not telling you.
I could see if you was a close friend, but you calling yourself my family, or this girl was just somebody we was fucking around with. If you somebody that I truly trust, and I don't trust too many people, okay, if you a real friend that I truly trust, if you just some acquaintance that I might hang out with, no, I don't trust you like that. I don't know what your agenda is. But, okay, I can understand if you was a true friend, somebody who, I mean, I've known since I was 5 years old. Okay, that's different.
Okay, hold on. We got a new caller. The caller, what's happening?
Hey, what's up, y'all? This is Z.
What's up, baby?
Nothing. I had to chime in because he chimed in and what he said, like, what type of friend would I be? I stood in that position where I called myself being that loyal friend, and it wasn't a friend. She was my cousin. And I went and I told her that her man was cheating. And I'm talking to her on the phone, telling her that he cheating, and she wasn't loyal back because he was sitting right next to her. He done rushed to her house, and she didn't even open up her mouth and even say that he was there or nothing. Let me run the whole script. And then him was cool. So you put me in a crazy-ass position, too, showing my loyalty to you, and you didn't even let me know the man sitting that way I'm telling on him. like you give up your lookout? Like, what type of shit is that? So
It made me realize
that ain't none of my goddamn business. Because not only did you sit there and let me run the whole script and he's sitting there with you, you turned around and stayed with him anyway. So that's really none of my damn business.
Exactly.
What's the point of telling you when you're going to do it anyway?
Okay.
I don't know why people don't think people know they man. They know they man cheating.
Had to grow up and learn
that.
You're exactly right.
They know what they doing already. You might not have the proof or whatever. You've been staying with them. You got your little inklings of doubt and things like that. And to them, it's just like, I don't know. I know to me, it has to be a real close friend that's come to help me. And then they know me
because they would know me, they would know how to come tell me. You see what I'm saying?
Okay.
And it wouldn't be like in a way where, oh, girl, you need to leave him or nothing like that. They'd just be like, you know, girl, so-and-so told me such and such. It'd be something like that.
Okay,
they
well,
know
now,
not to come tell me in a certain
let
way.
Let me ask you this. Okay, the real close friend thing. I was caught in that scenario, too. Now, I believe I said this story before, but I was in a house, in the bed, with a temperature of 102. I thought I was dying. I laid in that bed and said my peace to the Lord and everything. That's how bad I was feeling. I'm thinking like, oh, okay, this is it for me. I'm, you know, I ain't never been this sick a day in my life. God finna take me. That's how sick I was. She gets a phone call. Hey, what you doing? She said nothing. She asked, where was I at? She said, he upstairs. She didn't tell him I was sick. She just told him he's upstairs. Girl, I'm just calling to let you know that he was over old girl house. He was at Tina's house, and Tina had another dude over there, and he was there, and her and the dude got into him, and the dude was about to fight. Now, this is her, like you said, longtime friend. So she like, no, he wasn't over there. He upstairs sick. That's what she told him. She said, she's upstairs sick. Now, she's like, well, she said, when was this supposed to happen? She said, girl, this happened Thursday. Now, take in mind, she said this happened Thursday. Take in mind, I got sick like that Wednesday. Didn't go to work, nothing. This was Saturday. That Sunday, I couldn't take it no more. She had to take me to the hospital because that's how sick I was. Okay, I'm like, okay, I'm not getting no better. I got to, you know, so, and I'm like, okay, I ain't got no more sick days. I got to, you know, do something so, because I got to go to work Monday. She takes me to the hospital. They inject me with some type of shit, whatever. That's it, neither here nor there. Monday, I get to work. Now, no, she told me Saturday. She told me, she said, my friend just called and said that you and some dude got into it over this girl. So I'm looking at her. I'm like, baby, you know it's like us. I've been here all week. You know, I've been here sick. She said, oh, okay. You know, the end of the conversation. I'm like, damn, that's fucked up for your girl to, you know, sit there and, you know, make this shit up. Monday comes. I'm at work. My boss, my supervisor I need you to come into the office. I said, okay, no problem. You know, I'm thinking it's some work related. He said, you know, I'm supposed to report this, but I ain't going to report it because I like you. I said, well, you know, like, goddamn, did I fuck up a unit that bad? What the fuck I do? She said, you do know your girlfriend and her friends just left this girl's house talking about that, you know, trying to fight her. Really? Now, I'm like, how in the hell? So I call her like, I know you weren't just out here. Yeah. Why? I want to see who the bitch is. But if you knew
what?
I was at home, if you knew I was at home, why is you listening to this bitch? So now, I mean, come on now. I mean, she like, that's, and this is what she told me. She said, that's my girl. So you gonna believe your girl over your own eyes? How the fuck do you believe your girl over your own eye? What I do? Climb out the window and climb back upstairs, back in the house, and why you never even knew it? Come on, people. Now, can anybody help me out?
What is temperature 102? Right.
No, that's fine. And now you're embarrassing yourself. Because, I mean, that just looks silly. It looks silly to me.
And damn, it cost me my job. That could have cost me my job.
Yes, she would have been complaining about that. You're bringing no money.
Oh, right. We.
Should have knew it was going to be some garbage.
You got
to
leave for the side chick. Now you got to kill her.
What did you say, Tom? I should have knew it was going to be some shit because of what?
When she first called her and you said, you know, it's a lie, you didn't get no response then, you should have knew it was going to be some bullshit.
Okay, she hit you with.
Yeah.
That
was, I mean,
this will
it.
Be continued as
right.
I gather more evidence. Oh, okay.
Right, I mean, if I'm sitting in the bed, you know I'm sick. I'm sitting up telling you now, you know that's a lie because I've been here all week.
Right.
Mm-hmm. You should have been like, you know, she should have given you some type of response like, yeah, baby, I know it's a lie. I know the
bitch. I wouldn't even bring
that
shit to you.
Right. Exactly.
I would have listened to her, hung up on her, and judged her character.
Right.
I wouldn't even bring that to you. For what? That's crazy.
And you know what, man?
Even if I did, I would have just said it.
Or
to let you know that
bitch
won't be hanging around no more.
But I will say this. Y'all have to excuse my voice. I will say this. Depending on where it's coming from, because that's just like if you told me, man, I seen your wife cheating the other day, or I seen your wife with walking down the street with so-and-so, you know, whoever. Even though I know she wasn't, I could say, well, we were together. But because we've been friends, I would actually think about it. Even though in my mind, I know it's a lie. But coming from the source, I would actually,
right.
I would have to question myself, like, damn, what time was this? Because we was together from 2 to 4. What time did you see her? You know what I mean?
Right.
Even though I know in my heart it's a lie.
But then how do you know y'all she cheating? I mean, that's the whole thing.
You don't know, and you're exactly right.
You don't know
point.
You don't know who that person is. Somebody told my boyfriend that they saw me with this dude. That was my brother. You see what I'm saying? And so that's all.
Yeah,
saying.
But I know your brother.
Son.
I'm like, what he look like? Nah, her brother ain't got cornrows. That motherfucker had a fade last time I saw him.
Well, he had already knew because I had already told him anyway. So he already knew I was with my brother. But the whole thing was, what if he didn't know that? What if he hadn't met my
That's
brother?
That's just causing
maybe
bullshit.
This,
That's
maybe,
what I say.
Maybe
it's none
this was
of
one
your
of my brothers. Exactly. Maybe this was one of my brothers he hadn't seen yet that lives out of state. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Maybe you set
now,
some shit up by telling me that. Oh, yeah. Baby, by the way, I'm going to see my brother later on this afternoon.
Well, get y'all thinking right. Lord have mercy.
Well,
you know
I did that. I did that. That's why I'm saying. That's why I wasn't no problem. But I'm just saying. Well, some people
well, that's what I'm
people.
Saying.
You, don't
you can
know.
Tell me it's your brother, but then when I come
know.
To you, you be like, oh, it's the brother you ain't never met before. Oh, now it's the brother I ain't never met.
Never.
If you don't see me sitting there fucking somebody, then you don't know what I'm doing. Unless you sitting there and I'm fucking somebody in your
you
face,
still
don't
you don't know
I'm cheating or not. Exactly.
And
you
still
know
don't
I'm
know
doing.
Even if you see it, because, baby, my feelings wasn't into it, really. It wasn't.
Oh, now see you playing with the you playing the game now. Oh, my feelings wasn't into it. Okay, yeah, my foot ain't gonna be into it either when I put this motherfucker in your ass.
But you know what's funny is I picked that line up from men who say that sex for women and men is different. That we be all in our feelings and y'all could have sex with a woman and not care. So I picked that line up from a man. So
that's
it's funny to see you react like that.
Hey, that's
true. Women are
ass.
More emotional. Men,
that's
we don't have emotions.
Ass.
I mean, we have emotions when it's somebody
lie,
we care about,
you.
But if it's somebody you don't care about, you just fucking. But
right,
women,
but women
don't,
be feeling
women
like
don't
that
do it
too,
like
though.
That.
Shit. Y'all crazy if y'all don't think that.
Well, no, I know some motherfuckers that'll fuck you and be like, oh, what's your name again? What? Richard, motherfucker.
Like,
Richard.
And bye. Right, and bye.
Yeah,
I have
once
done
or twice,
it and will do
but
it.
What you gonna do when it's been going on for a year or two? You gonna catch feelings sore.
Hey, you
later.
Know what? Hey, how about this? This dude, and this is my own personal life, and I'm gonna put it out there. And he bring it to my attention. So the last 5 years, me and him have been having sex. And I call him when I want to have sex, whether it be I get that itch in a month or whether it be 3 months. I get that itch for him, and it happens. And he said, this has been going on for 5 years. And I'm like, wow. And it's going to keep going on because I just get that itch. But he's an awesome man, but I don't want him to be my man. But I love having sex with him.
Well, what you going to do when you get a man?
That motherfucker going to be like the back
him for that itch?
I mean, if I get a man and I feel and I'm going to be committed to him, then I will cut off all ties with that. I know how to be a committed woman, but right now I'm single and I'm doing me, so it's not an issue.
Until you get that itch.
I mean, right. But, I mean, if I started being with someone in a committed relationship, then I wouldn't cheat on them. No, I would not do that.
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no I wouldn't do it.
And it, you know what?
So a dude going out of town, he going out of town for work or whatever, you get that itch, you ain't going to slide a dude through? He out of town.
Ain't gonna
he ain't going
to
know.
I ain't going to be
what?
Able to do it. Because, see, one thing about me, when I'm in a committed relationship and when it comes to cheating, regardless if I get caught, I'm lying to me. I would have to lie to myself. And when I'm in a committed relationship, I'm in a committed relationship. I don't have time for all them games and stuff. If I want to play the games, then I can stay in the position that I'm in. And that's the type of person that I am. I would just have to wait, masturbate, do what I do, but phone sex them, whatever we got to do, but... No, I'm not stepping outside of my relationship because I don't want nobody stepping out on me. That's a horrible feeling.
Until you get that itch. It's like when you break
nah.
your arm and that motherfucker just keep itching and itching and itching. You can't reach
mm-hmm.
it.
Nope, I ain't going to be able to do it. I ain't going to
okay,
be able to
you,
do
and
it.
And you know
I,
what?
I, okay.
That weight that you couldn't have, your man, that'd be like the best sex ever when you get to it. It'd be like that weight was worth it, you know what I'm
man,
saying?
Man, I'm trying, man.
Yeah.
Like two animals in a jungle.
Yeah, but that ain't what she said. She said her and dude been doing this for 5 years.
Well, see,
yeah, but I have been single. I haven't been in a relationship with anyone. I have been single. I have dated, but I haven't been committed to anyone. So, I mean... I'm good.
That's a powerful itch. That motherfucker over there loving life. I got a ass.
He got that red bat phone. He got that old school Batman phone. That red when the chief, when Chief Gordon called him. that red phone and lit up. My God, help us.
All right, she got her own number. Her own ringtone.
Right, I was saying, hey, he that red phone light up. Hey, fellas, I'm going to have to go and cut this off.
Oh, that's funny because he showed he left the job site. He took an early lunch and he didn't go back to checkout time. Yeah, life get real.
Damn. It might be good, but it ain't that goddamn good now. Nah.
It's that goddamn good.
Nah,
I don't know.
Matter of fact, that was the day that it stormed. I believe that we did that.
She say they didn't call the storm. God damn.
You better believe it. I'm telling you. The tree fell in front of my house an inch away from his truck. I'm telling you. All that happened. We didn't even hear it.
Oh.
Okay, God. Well, what if you in a committed relationship and he called you? You going to say no?
And you know what?
Because I'm pretty
he
sure it worked both
me.
Ways, right?
Call
you call
him,
he call you?
That's the thing. He don't call me. I call him.
Oh, he don't ever call you.
He don't call me. I call him. This is some wonderful stuff I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, that motherfucker walking around with that swag like, oh, yeah, here we go. Here we go. I mean,
and he answered every rip. I don't never get, and it's so lovely because he answered like every single time. As soon as I hit him, he hit right back. I'd be like, yep, see, that is just perfect.
Come on, let's call him right now. We're going to call him for sure. Who the hell is this?
Mm-hmm.
I got, oh, shit. We done got on Sin City.
That's some bad shit there, boy. That's, if you got it like that, that's, I can't even knock that.
It's nice. It's very nice. I'm appreciating it.
Well, hello. Hello to you, too. I have some good shit there. Let's say throw
right,
it up
you
the turn. Throw it up the turn.
Here's the address, 911, motherfucker, 911. Here's the address. And
well, hell, I'm glad he ain't a brain surgeon.
Uh-oh. Man.
Scalpel. Suck it. Nurse, you finish this. I gotta go. But doctor, we're in the middle of a brain surgery. I gotta go. Really? Okay.
Just one more time.
Okay, I stand it.
Mm-hmm.
My God, damn! Just imagine it. No, let me shut up. We said we wouldn't do it. I said I wasn't doing no more with
church. Y'all know what? Like, real talk, this be my biggest fear is, like, one day that I'm going to really like him and want to be with him. That be my biggest fear.
You don't feel like
all.
That now?
No.
At all?
Nope. Nope. Hey, and God, I'm telling you, ladies, I'm telling you, and my sister and them be looking at me like, what the hell? This man got a great pan job. He's from down south. He's well mannered. This goddamn man is sexy as all get out. But
you gonna fuck around and let somebody else get a hold to him? I'm just saying. And you gonna be texting his ass twice? Like, damn, I only had to text him once before. What's going on?
Right. If I ever do that, I'm be like, wait. That's probably when I
No. He done spoiled you.
He has.
Now, hun, baby D gonna be sitting up there at the car. I done told you. I done told you.
Rallying up on his son playing basketball. Hey, little T, tell your daddy to change me.
Okay. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yeah, your mama kind of done in town.
All right. Now, I got the ladies on here, let me ask you. Now, let's just say that you do have a nice-looking man. You do have a nice-looking man, and for all practical purposes, everything's going good with you and him. But, I mean, in your eyes, I mean, you like, okay, I know I got a nice-looking man. And women have a tendency of hitting on him a lot. I mean, how do y'all cipher between, like, okay, they hitting on him or he just, you know, because a lot of times, like, okay, maybe he's not biting. I mean, you know, we all love compliments. I could go as far as say I think every man and woman love a compliment, especially if it's, I mean, ladies, if it's not too raunchy or something, you know, a man give you a compliment, you're going to smile. Okay, that was nice. Made my day. Thank you. Us fellas, you know, you can say whatever to us as long as it sounds good. Look like he got a he ugly, but he look like he got a big dick. Oh, do I? Thank you. Wait a minute, man. She called me ugly. Yeah, but she said I had a big dick.
Hey, man, let me tell you something, man. I was at a poker party a couple weeks ago. Right, well, some people, you know, I don't know these people. I ain't never seen them before, nothing like that. You know, so I know a couple of people that was there. We sit down, we playing poker, right? Dude uh-huh. and this girl came in. I didn't know them, they didn't know me. His girl sat next to me, right? And just out of the clear blue sky, it just caught me off guard. I said, damn, you smell good. She had on some shit that smelled real good to me. And dude took the shit as like I was insulting him. I'm like, well, bruh, I understand that's your woman. I'm not trying to push up on her. I'm just complimenting her. She smell good. Damn. My bad. She don't smell good, bruh. God damn.
What you holding your dick when you're saying it?
Right. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
It was kind of...
it was probably the lust that lingered on the words that you said when you said it, because she probably smelled that damn good because it caught you off guard. So you gave your natural response, and he caught that. Like, if I wasn't him, my bitch would be fucked. He caught that.
I didn't mean it. Anybody that know me know I don't even say shit like that. It completely came out. I just happened to say, damn, you smell good.
Yeah,
so if there was nobody around, then she would have been fucked, in other words.
No, it wasn't even like that. It was just a compliment.
I would have had to tell you, hey, Tim, play your nostrils up over there. Go over there. Play your nostrils up over
there. I'm telling you, if we was there, I'm telling you, if we would have heard the way he said it, we would have known why old boy huffed up.
Hell yeah.
With love.
Damn, man, I want to fuck.
You know how you react when that man or that woman walk past you and they smell that damn good? You be all in your, like, damn.
And that's how she called me out. I said, I just, damn, you smell good. You know what I'm saying? Everybody laughed, but dude took the shit to a whole nother level.
Hell yeah, I would have too. Because, I mean, you know what he heard? He didn't hear, damn, you smell good. What he heard is, damn, I'll fuck you right now.
Exactly.
That's not what I said.
Now, I know that ain't what you said, but that's what he heard. I don't know the thing he heard. Oh, damn, I will fuck the shit out of you. And I'll fuck you from the
back. That was ready to turn the party on. I'm like, hold on, bro.
Yeah, right. Every night.
You don't even know me like that, dog.
It was
a compliment. I mean, damn, y'all came in. I know that shit, mom. Shit, I'm married. But fucking, don't you see the ring?
He just snatched you up. Next time you put that goddamn Chanel shit on, I'm gonna beat your ass. He done went home and threw that motherfucking bottle every time you put this shit on.
Every time you wear this shit, I have to fight to prove my love.
Right. What's a motherfucker would?
Well, I didn't mean no harm.
She was smelling good as fuck though. She done threw away the body. She done threw away the powder. She done threw away the whole thing. I mean, she said thank you. I'm like, man, you ain't stand a chance, bro. You came in by yourself. I know a few people here.
Next time you see that motherfucker, she gonna be smelling like bleach.
Just because of that situation, I will never ever do another compliment. I will not never ever give out another compliment. I just won't.
I mean, well, how come you think a guy goes compliment no one? Would y'all let a man buy y'all woman drinks? I mean, how far do y'all let it go before y'all step in?
Hell no. Shit, let me walk in the bar and, hey, man, hey, how you doing, partner? Your woman's looking so beautiful over here. I just had to buy a drink. Oh, yeah, bitch. Dick up. Hey, I'll punch you right in your motherfucking shit.
Hell, we can't even get free drinks.
Hell no. And the fucked up part is, I don't give a fuck if I'm broken. You there buying a drink. It's your turn to buy. Buy me another drink. Shit. I'm gonna tell you like this. I'm an asshole. This motherfucker, I would let him, bartender. What you having, baby? She want a Cosmopolitan. So that motherfucker get right there. Thank you, brother. I was really parched. Now, get the fuck on, motherfucker. Goddamn right. And I'm finna look at you like you know I'm finna be, you know what's gonna happen when we get in the car, right?
What's gonna happen? Are you gonna fuck me in the car? Because it's not my fault that other people are attracted to me. I mean, seriously.
Especially, you know what? That's not your fault, but you can also say no thank you.
But hold on.
No, thank you.
You can't say no thank
you. It's free.
I don't give a shit if it's free or not.
When I get to pulling you by your arm, say, come on, Annie, man, let's go. You already know what's going to happen when we get in this car. It's going to be Ike and Tina up in this motherfucker. Lost your motherfucking mind.
Oh, but
give a fucking piss free.
All right, so
what
if y'all not there?
What if y'all
not there?
You better
so
not let me feel proud
out here, buddy.
So hell yeah.
Don't be somebody in there that know me.
So
man,
wrong,
this motherfucker was in the bar bag your girl all kind of drinks, dog. Oh,
then
really?
You come, then you done came home late. Oh, see, I knew it was some fuckery up in here. I knew this was some bull. You ain't going out no more. You ain't going out no more.
What do y'all think what happens when we go out? Y'all think we buy our own damn drinks?
You goddamn right. Why the fuck did you ask me for some money? You better buy your own goddamn drink. You
damn right. I'm checking the motherfucking statement. I'm checking a bank card on my phone.
Wait a minute. Hey,
6:25, that means she bought one drink.
And you didn't bring me no change back? Oh, hell no. Hell no. But now, hey, now, ladies, let me ask you this. Let me ask you. Now, a while back, it was a long time ago, I had a friend, right? Now, she dated she dated a guy that that worked with us. She dated him like her and him stopped talking like 2 months before I came to work there. So, you know, she told me, she was like, you know, me and old boy used to date. He was older guy. He was older guy. I was in my early 20s. I know, matter of fact, I wasn't even 20 yet. I was like 19. So, man, and this guy, he probably was in probably like his late 30s, early 40s. So she like, well, you know, I used to date him. And, you know, this, that, and the other. I'm like, okay, cool. Ain't got nothing to do with me. So this one particular morning, he come in, and he would always buy her breakfast. He would always buy, like, a little breakfast sandwich or something like that. So this particular morning, you know, me and her sitting there, and we conversating, you know. And he walks up, and, you know, he look at me, he say, hey, what's happening? Hey, what's up? So he looks at her, he say, here you go. He passes her a sandwich. Man, bacon, it one of them sandwiches from Coney Island, too. Double bacon, double egg, that motherfucker was fat. And take your mind, it's like 8:15 in the morning. Motherfucker's hungry. And I was just telling her, like, damn, I'm hungry as hell. So when he gave her the sandwich, she was like, hey, you want half? I'm like, yeah, shit. This motherfucker turns around. I said, if Liskin killed, boy, I would not be on this phone right now. That motherfucker looked back at me, and he had this country like twang to him. And he said, oh, hold on now. I know goddamn why you ain't gave my sandwich to no other motherfucker. So she was like, well, you gave it to me, and I mean, if it's my sandwich, I can give it to who I want to. Now, me being you know what I'm saying? I'm young, I'm hot-headed, like, all right, motherfucker, whatever, you know. But when I got older, I realized that was a fucked-up thing. If I was going to take the sandwich, I should at least just waited till he walked away.
Yeah.
You know, he was hot. He was hot.
I would have been pissed. I would have knocked that motherfucker on the ground. Nobody would eat that bitch.
By the time he walked back over to me, now I didn't took two big ass bites out the motherfucker. I mean, I'm looking at him like, what, you know? And I mean, me and him eventually we did get cool, and he brought it up, and he was like, he said, it was probably like 6 years later, me and him like got cool, and he told me, he said, you know what? He said, I looked at you. He said, I'm bigger than this motherfucker, but he young. This motherfucker got more going. If I don't knock his ass out that first time, this motherfucker gonna wrestle and throw me all around this motherfucker. So he contemplates the whole fight in his head. He's like, he said, if I thought I could take you hands now, he told me I'd have knocked the shit out you that day. He said, I'd have sprayed your motherfucking face. He said, but And, you know, I was kind of, you know, I was looking like, all right, motherfucker, you hit me, I'm going to beat your ass. You know, I had to look in my face like, dang, I ain't scared of you. I beat your ass. I got older, and I, you know, I even apologized to him. I'm like, man, you know, that was dead wrong what I did. I was like, I was young. I didn't know no better. But, man, to see that man.
Hold on a second, man. Let me ask a quick question. Now, for the ladies, do y'all think she was wrong for offering another man a piece of sandwich that another man bought her?
Yeah,
I just want to get y'all. How many ladies think that was wrong on her part?
I do.
Now,
I mean,
don't think
not
you're...
while the man was standing there anyway, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like,
I would have waited. I would have waited until he walked out.
Yeah,
I still would have wanted my breakfast sandwiches every morning.
Right.
Yeah, that needed to say
that
shit was
I'm sure that was the end of that.
Yeah, that was it. he called all kind of bitches. Like I say, he had that country twang to it. Bitch, you tell that motherfucker to buy you another motherfucker sandwich. And it caused such a rift because he had a partner, and his partner had a supervisor position. So from time to time, we would have to go work with his partner, and his partner would really try to make it hell for me. You know, like, okay, yeah, you know, you fucked over my boy, so I'm going to fuck you over. So, I mean, we was going at it. We was really going at it. I mean, we went at it for a good 2 years. All over that goddamn sandwich. I bit the shit out of that sandwich. I didn't have a motherfucking bite with a mouth. By the time he got there, I had a mouthful of food in my mouth. I'm looking at him like, yeah, I'm about to take another bite. I mean,
that shit would have never worked with me. I guarantee you. I bet you money you wouldn't have tasted that motherfucker sandwich that motherfucking day. I bet you anything you would not have tasted that sandwich.
He said that
when you thought about double bacon and double egg, you know what? Nah, I'm good. That put a sour taste. I put a sour taste in my mouth. I don't even want no bacon. I don't even eat bacon no more. Shit.
Why I'm sitting in my car and I just see my homeboy. So him and his homeboys got in my car and they listening to y'all. When you just asked that question, I got y'all on mute. When you asked that question about that female giving another dude the sandwich, I'm like, what? What the hell? Hell, fuck, man. They got mad. He like, what, is he a bum or something? Is the dude homeless?
Hell no, I wasn't homeless, shit. I was just hungry, shit. I was hungry that morning, shit.
Hey, you wouldn't eat that sandwich.
I'm going to tell you, I was hungry. I mean, here's the fucked up part, because me and her, you know, I wound up spending the night at her house. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, we did, you know, we was, and he knew that I spent the night, because he seen me coming out of her house that morning. So he like,
oh, goodness.
Right, so he already, so because, you know, normally he come and do his little song and dance here, baby. He just kind of just dropped the sandwich, like, here you go. And, you know, like, and walked off. And she looked at him and looked at me. She said, you want some? Yeah. Hey, that motherfucker, he about my complexion. But that sub bitch turned red as fire. That motherfucker was red. He, wait a minute.
And see, and what you didn't realize is you fucked up both of y'all breakfast club every morning. You could have had a half a sandwich every day. Yeah.
But you know what? But I never not want, other than that particular day. I mean, like I said, he had been doing it, but, you know, like I said, me and her was cool, but we wasn't, you know, weird. I mean, once we started, but that particular morning, I mean, shit, I just walked out of the house. I'm like, shit. But my thing is, I was about to go to McDonald's. You know, I punched in, and I was like, man, I'm hungry. Fuck it, I'm finna try to make McDonald's right quick. And before I could say, you know, and my thing, I was actually finna ask her, was she hungry? But he came over and flopped the sandwich down. Here you go. And she's looking like, well, you know, you want some? You said you was hungry. I'm like, it was hell yeah. But man,
I'll slap the shit out of her ass. I'll fuck you with a motherfucker piece of my sandwich. I bought this motherfucker. Man, you got your motherfucker fine.
I mean, but like I said, we got cool. And he told me.
Up in that office.
And he told me, he said that day, all that day, he thought about fighting me. It wasn't no, like, he said it wasn't no what thought, like, you know, that morning. He said, shit, 117, I still was thinking about fighting your ass. He's like, shit. He's like, 239 came by, I still was thinking about fighting your ass. He was like, shit. He said, I went home thinking about fighting you. I was like, damn, dog, all that over a half a sandwich? He said, man, fuck you. I'm like, oh, okay. I apologize to him. I told him.
Principles.
Yeah, but like I said, because, you know, now that I've got older, and if a motherfucker did me like that, yeah, I would. By the time I'm right along with you, I'd have smacked the sandwich out of it. Motherfucker, wait a minute, bitch, you're lost. Ain't neither one of y'all eating this sandwich.
Ain't nobody eating shit.
Yeah.
We all gonna be hungry in this bitch.
Now that I think about it, I'm thinking to myself, that would have been a fight I had to lose, because I'd have swung. I would have swung. Oh, hell no. This motherfucker, I mean, he just milling on the motherfucker. he pretty much just said, fuck me. I mean, but it was good. And man, that motherfucker. And I don't know if it was the fact that he bought it or whatever, or it was just that little attitude, but that was the best goddamn bacon and eggs I've had in years. That motherfucker, I mean, the bacon wasn't too crisp. It was just, I mean, you could just see me just chewing it, like, oh, God.
No, I couldn't see you chewing it.
Not that day.
Man, that was best damn bacon egg sandwich I ever had.
And I know when I first called in, y'all was talking about motherfuckers killing motherfuckers. I don't know. I didn't kill a motherfucker over that sandwich then.
Hell, dog, you just shot me over the sandwich.
I'm just saying, man.
Now, he did tell me that. He said, dog, I wasn't going to try to pull no gun or nothing out on you. He said, but I had every intent on fighting you. And he said it didn't go away just that day. He said it was weeks down the line that he finally said, let me let it go. I was like, damn. And take in mind, me and him, we were working together. We literally had... And my boss would always put me and him together. So, you know, he's looking at me the whole time like, I want to fight you. And I'm steady thinking, damn, that was a great sandwich. I really want to ask you, where'd you get it from?
Yeah, I'm like, all right, man, drop the towel, man. Drop that towel. Let's go.
It's go time right now. That nigga said, you know,
it's
okay. And I
got
to
2 months later, I'm like, all right, let's go, man. I can't hold this shit no more. Let's go.
He told me, he said he was thinking, he was like, all right, I'm bigger than him, this little motherfucker. Because, you know, he was like, man, this little motherfucker quick. I done seen this little motherfucker move. He's really quick. So if I miss him, this motherfucker going to be going to town on me. I guess he said he didn't want to lose. So he didn't want to take that chance.
That's a chance I would have took. Somebody
yeah, I would have took it too. Fuck. I would have took it too. I would have just had.
She was wrong too.
You know, to this day, I mean, I haven't seen her in probably like it's probably been about 4 or 5 years. But as far as I know, because the last time I seen her, I brought it up. She said she feels she wasn't wrong. So this, I mean, even then, and that was. That had to be damn near 20 years later. She felt like she didn't do nothing wrong.
Well, she fucked up for a whole bunch of other females out there. He ain't bad sandwiches for nobody no more.
And you said the sandwich shop is shut. It's closed.
Closed down like a motherfucker. I ain't buying nobody shit. Mm-hmm. He probably a changed man. He got to be in his 60s now. He still ain't buying nobody shit.
Just say he up at McDonald's. Could you give me a bacon and egg and cheese biscuit? Bitch, I wish I wouldn't be anything with bacon on it.
Oh, God. Bacon in the house.
I mean,
this is a bacon-free establishment. We don't do bacon in this house.
Well, like I say, we got cool, though. We got cool. But that motherfucker, boy, he wants to fight me so goddamn bad.
That's just being selfish, man.
Who was being selfish?
I won't call it selfish, man. That's like being non-appreciative. You don't appreciate shit.
Well, hell, I appreciated the fuck out of it. I was hungry.
No, I'm talking about her. I'm talking about the woman.
Okay.
She didn't appreciate the fact this man took time out of his day to think about her. To buy her a sandwich. He didn't have to do that shit at all. He actually thought about it. And then to turn around and hear you offer to another motherfucker, a dude at that? You know, it ain't one of your kids. That's a grown-ass man. Fuck that. We got a problem.
That's how I would have took it. I admit it, dog. Once I got older and I realized it, I admit it. Okay, you know, I was wrong. I shouldn't have took it, but shit, I was hungry. I think anybody else in my position at that time would have took it too.
Well, I probably would have took the sandwich too if she'd offered it to me.
Right.
But at the same time, I feel him too, though. I bought that shit for you. You know what I mean? That's just like if I bought a woman a fucking pearl necklace or some shit, and I turn around and see her friend wearing it. What the fuck? That's some bullshit to me.
Well, you know what? Yeah, I would probably be like, all right, now, you know I ain't finna buy you nothing else, right?
Exactly. You don't
but I ain't going to be ready to fight about it. Nah, I ain't going to be ready to fight about it, but that sandwich, yeah, I pretty much would have been, we'd have had to bang that sandwich out.
Right.
Oh, my goodness.
I mean, that's the first thing a woman says, well, you don't do shit for me. You don't do nothing for me anymore. Well, when I do, you give it to other motherfuckers. You know what I'm saying? I don't think about you, but I buy you some shit, then I turn around and see your girl wearing it. Or I let her borrow it. How the fuck are you going to let somebody borrow some shit I gave you? That's wrong. That's wrong. Every woman on here know that that's wrong. You loan out the shit that you bought yourself, not some shit that I bought you.
Now, if it's a homegirl like that, she might be like, well, I mean, she want to wear my necklace. Can I, you know?
No.
That's
hell
y'all.
No. I don't care if it's her mama. I bought that shit for you. If you don't wear it, then it shouldn't get worn at all.
I ain't gonna trip too much about it. Only reason I'm saying that I ain't gonna trip too much about it because I know it's been times where motherfucker that bought me something that my brother didn't threw the shit on, and it's like, damn, you know.
He probably didn't even ask though. He just threw it on. I'm talking about when you willingly give it away. You know how when girls get together, they go through each other's closet. Girl, that's a nice-ass sweater. You should not be wearing this. Girl, go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
And then I come home, and she leaving with the sweater that I bought.
You got a whole scenario.
I know, right?
Oh, my God.
That's some bullshit.
You going to catch a case off the scenario.
I mean, think about it. You know, women exchange clothes all the time. They're always in each other's closet, looking at boots and shoes. Girl, that's some cute shoes, shit like that.
Yeah.
And you know what, Mama? I agree, because I'd be pretty pissed off. I see Ray Ray walking down the street in the whole fit that I bought you. What the fuck is Ray Ray doing?
That's all I'm saying.
He's pissed.
Why the fuck is he wearing the shoes?
Baby. I know damn well I didn't just see Ray Ray walk down the street. In that box, in that outfit.
And he gonna be like, yeah, and Kim was with him with your sweater on.
Right.
Somebody better call Ray Ray and Kim and get our shit back, because I'm hot right now. I'm pissed.
Mm-hmm.
You saying to me that should have bothered me.
I mean, you know, that's why I say was like my brother.
Huh.
He would just say shit.
You echoing there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he ain't gonna ask. He just gonna take. He gonna see it and be like, shit, I'm finna sport this.
Okay.
But what I'm saying is, if you willingly say, go ahead and wear it, then I'd have a problem with it. You know what I'm saying? If my wife's sister came in and just put some shit on and left, and then, you know, brothers and sisters think they can get away with that kind of shit.
Mm-hmm.
It's been plenty of red shit that I wore. He never knew I wore it. I snuck and done it. You know what I mean? That's just what we do. But if I see your friend with some shit that I just bought and you probably ain't even wore the shit yet, hell no. I'm mad. And now you telling me you don't even like the shit. You just didn't tell me. You know what I'm saying? You know how your man buy you something, you really don't like it, but you ain't going to tell him you don't like it?
Why you got this whole scenario like this? Everything is bad.
But you gonna let your friend wear that shit? You just told me you don't like the shit.
We ain't gonna let her.
Shit.
We not gonna let her. Ladies, don't let her. We ain't gonna let her.
I would hope not. I'm just saying.
Latrice. You can't hide that one, okay? Baby, just bought me that one. That one is off limits, okay, Latrice?
Baby bought me that 10 years ago. You still can't
right.
wear it.
You still can't wear that.
Damn right. I remember everything I bought.
Because she's like, baby, I haven't been able to wear that. I haven't been able to fit that in 18 years.
That's all right. I bought it.
And he probably don't like her in it either. He probably doesn't want to say that. You know how they value shit, then you put it on. They don't even like the shit on you.
I really don't
play though. We bought it, so shit.
Oh, I wish you don't wear that again. I don't know why the fuck I bought that shit.
Or you look too damn good in it. They really don't want you wearing it. I ain't know it was gonna fit like that.
Right. Yeah, you can only wear that while we together. You can't wear that while we
in the house on the weekend.
Right, you gonna let Teresa wear that? You gonna let Teresa wear it? That's fucked up. I mean, damn. Well, to my man, Cat Daddy, I apologize. I ain't gonna eat like your sandwich.
I
did not mean to bite your sandwich, boy, but shit. Well, we probably would have tore Ivanhoe Projects down that day, shit.
Rumble in the jungle.
Hey, Z, y'all would have came around that corner up to that office, boy. It would have been one. What the hell? Look at the maintenance men. They are fighting like a motherfucker in that office.
Oh, I would have had front row with popcorn.
Oh, my God. Just over all that over a sandwich.
Hey, have they built some over on that site yet?
They was over there the other day. I saw them.
Yeah, I heard they supposed to be trying to get ready to build something.
Yeah, they was over there clearing up some of the debris and stuff that was out there.
Oh,
anybody know what they building?
It's supposed to be some townhouses. I heard some townhouses.
Like how they did it out here in Miller?
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Hmm.
And they total projects down for some townhouses?
Yes, I mean, shit.
These townhouses out here in Miller are nice.
Yeah, they real nice. They're